Christmas Bond.
Oh, you're kidding me.
September.
Kyle Lafferty.
Are you joking me?
Is that right?
I know. Is that right?
Anybody else?
Leash, was it?
Like, that is one of the most stupid questions.
Darius Vassell?
Seriously, you all need to just stay quiet. This is getting really annoying doing this quiz.
What is going on here?
Welcome, 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 welcome along to the shoutiest segment on a multitude of Irish platforms. It's the scintillating, stupefying, splendido, crappy quiz. Every Friday, we pit three of team off the wall up against each other and our quiz of sporting factoids at the end of the week. It is no holds barred, or however it is that you want to sell this crap. Allow me to welcome tonight's contestants. Our first contestant tonight is definitely the only one of his name. Yep, that's right. No one else shares his name. He's the one and only Ronan Mullen.
Going to try and restore some pride in the name, lads.
In the middle seat is a man who's proudly wearing his Jim Gavin jocks as he surveys the landscape of potential propaganda victims. Give it up for Darren Cleary.
Jim Gavin jocks. Now, there's a visual we all need.
Well, there's a growth business for somebody. Is this your first quiz?
No, it's my last quiz.
Ronan's making his debut.
Happy debut, Ronan.
Going to try and avoid Scotland, Kazakhstan sort of embarrassment.
Who wrote the headline on the pod last night? It was a good one.
That was me.
Yeah, it was a good one.
What was it?
Tell everybody.
Super Kazakhs go ballistic. Scotland are a
treat. Ah, hey. Beautiful.
Our final contestant tonight is aggressive. He's dangerous and he scares us all. If he's willing to shout at a barista about the temperature of his flat white, he's willing to shout at his colleague. Give it up for the king of faux outrage, Adrian. Who's your daddy, Barry? As ever, the format's a classic crappy quiz with four questions each, four rounds of the trivia equivalent. It is the trivia equivalent, rather, of taking every game as it comes, aka the rapid fire round. You can podcast the crappy quiz on offtheball.com. Give us 5 out of 5, even if it doesn't represent your actual opinion. And please send any questions you have via postcard to the crappy quiz quizmaster, Off the Ball Towers, Marconi House, Diggs Lane, Dublin 2. The majority of today's questions were actually written by the producer, JP Gilmore.
Oof. So we can't
Gilburn. Stand over their the born chocolate pronunciation.
We can't stand over their veracity then.
He hates dark chocolate.
Really?
He does.
Laughing followed by what the bleep.
Round one. The boring question round. Never multiple choice. And now I'm scared that you can hear the laughing, the maniacal laughing through the soundproof studio. Question
almost
one for you.
Murderous.
Question one for you, Ronan. Name the top try scorer in this year's Six Nations.
Oh.
This is the general point of this, you give an answer when I ask a question.
Yeah. I'm going to say wrongly George North.
No.
Liam Williams?
No.
One of the English lads. Johnny May.
Yeah. Johnny May. Question one for you, Darren. Name the sports psychologist who's finished up working with the Limerick Hurlers, who also worked with the Tyrone Footballers in 2008, the Tip Hurlers in 2010, and the Dublin Footballers in 2011 in the past. Big news story this week, Darren. You're all over your news.
A sports psychologist.
Have you already checked out? Is that what's going on here? Is that what's going on?
I think there might be a little bit of that.
Oh, yeah.
How's this the boring question round? This
Come
should be,
on.
Like, not really news round.
She's pretty famous.
This is ridiculous.
I know who it is. I just cannot think of the first name.
Needs a sweater winking on the brim.
If they're not involved with...
Give me a first name there, Darren.
Darren doesn't want to know.
Catherine.
Close. Caroline Curd.
Correct. Also works with Paul O'Connell, of course. Question one for you, Adrian, to take the lead. What a crappy quiz this would be. A question one for you, Adrian. If you take our penalties, who's the top scorer so far in this year's Premier League?
Easy.
We know you're a big Premier League fan, Adrian.
It's so easy.
Salah.
No.
Take our penalties.
Aguero was my next.
It ain't that easy.
What? Not Aguero.
Rashford?
Sadio Mane.
Oh, right. He's had a bit of a spurt, to be fair to him, last few weeks.
Hey, well, round two. The Czechs mates round. Did you get it? Czechs mates. Hey. To coincide with the stellar news that Michael Checa will be the star attraction, that would be stellar, at the latest Off the Ball Roadshow in association with Heineken Rugby Club, which incidentally is happening next Wednesday in the Olympia. You can get your tickets now at offtheball.com/events. See what I did there?
Good work.
Always be closing. We thought we'd honour the man who brought European success to Leinster with a round called Czechs Mates. All you have to do is identify which friend slash mate slash acquaintance of Michael Checa these clues describe. Question two for you, Ronan. This player started a tight head for Leinster in the 2009 Heineken Cup final. He was from the Cook Islands and, according to one of his front row teammates, cooked his dog and ate it. I'm not joking.
That would be Stan Wright.
Correct.
They say it's true. It's in Bernard Jackman's book, wasn't it?
It was, yeah, yeah.
That there were... The joke used to be that they'd be rolling along the bus on the way to the ground and somebody would see a dog and they'd go, "Oh, Stan! Get your mitts off him!"
No.
But that the true story was that where he was at home on the Cook Islands and they had a dog who had bitten somebody. The cops were coming around to take the dog back and Stan said, "Ah, well, listen, if you're just going to take him away and kill him anyway, sure, we'll throw him on the Barbie." And that's what happened. That's the story.
I thought it was that they were leaving Ireland and rather than, you know...
No, I don't know.
You didn't want to pay for a pet passport.
Like, they were leaving Ireland and they just threw the dog in the Barbie because they were leaving. That's not what I've heard. That's
okay, right. Well, what's in the book? No?
No, that's the story in the book, okay, that the cops were coming to take him away.
All right. Well, in that case, you know, waste not, want not, I believe, is the...
By the way, the cops coming to take the dog... I mean, maybe that's something that happens.
Oh, is, yeah, it? If your dog, if your dog bites somebody.
It's not the IPCA. Cops, like,
well, I mean, I don't know.
I'm saying it's like the handcuffs.
I'm unfamiliar with the Cook Islands
the little
animal welfare.
Four handcuffs.
I'm desperately afraid what my question's going to be now.
Question two for you, Darren. This man played with Cheka and then later coached alongside him as backs coach for Leinster. You can hear him in the background in the immortal description of the try and to lose. Go for it! Because he used to watch the games up in the press box.
Personal experience of sitting beside him on many occasions.
But you're an owl lad, and Darren is a young lad, so therefore he hasn't a clue about this. This is ancient history.
Absolutely.
This is 2007, 2008. What age are you then? 12.
16, 17.
And only had eyes for the Dublin footballers at that point.
Not Girvan Dempsey, but I have to say something.
Girvan Dempsey was at that point a fledgling fullback. Noxie.
David Knox, correct. You don't get any bonus points for that question, do you, Adrian? To maintain your lead.
Yeah, questions,
except
correct.
Your own.
Well, I've only had one so far, thank you.
Oh, you missed that, man. Sorry, it's okay. Yeah, so Stan Wright is the lead so far. Question two for you, Adrian. This legendary winger suggested that Cheka should take up coaching before he took his first coaching job at Padova in Italy. I mean, this is a hard question.
What is the question again? It's a famous winger who suggested that Cheka should take up coaching.
Yeah, but remember, he's a Czechs mate.
I mean, can you give me even some sort of indication of what generation we're talking about?
No one else.
He's a mate of Michael Cheka.
Yeah,
I know, but he could be anything from Alan Gaffney to Dennis Hickey.
But he's a...
It's unlikely that Dennis Hickey knew Michael Cheka before he was taking up coaching.
So it's a famous Australian winger is what we're looking, trying to hone in on here.
This is time wasting.
Alan Gaffney, I understand, was heavily involved in his coaching. So that's what clue.
David Campese.
But that's a bullshit question. That is stupid question.
There's one famous Australian winger.
Look at the logic of it compared to the other questions.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I've whittled this down to a famous...
To be fair, I had whittled it down.
You just broaden your horizons outside Irish. You're just thinking of Irish.
Dublin Football Central here.
1-0 to Ronan Mullen.
The good Ronan Mullen.
Yeah, not that one.
Round three. Nobody likes a trip to Gibraltar on a wet Saturday night round. In honour of this weekend's Irish assault on the rock, we're going to test your knowledge of sport and geology. All the answers in this round bear some sort of relation to geology. I like this one. I see what you've done here. Oh, is this your round, JP? Yes, it's classic. Question for you, Ronan. Name the former England midfielder who played for Nottingham Forest, Aston Villa, Leeds and Portsmouth.
Steve Stone.
Correct.
Right, sorry. Welcome to 2 minutes ago.
Yeah. Which current Premier League player won the 2009 under-17 FIFA World Cup for Switzerland?
I was dead set on saying John Stones because he was the only rock player I could think of.
I wouldn't be giving away any other potential answers. Darren, you're quite new at this quiz. There's a limited number of answers that the quizmaster could have used.
Why couldn't I get that one? Shaqiri.
What?
Shaqiri.
It's geology related.
Okay.
Granite Xhaka.
Ah, good one.
Pretty close.
Dean Rock.
Why can I get a Dean Rock question?
That's it. No, it was wrong.
No, I didn't know it was a joke. Come
it's
on.
Wrong. No,
you haven't asked the question yet. Come on. It's Barney Rock. Come on.
John Stones.
Name this three-time All-Star who played in his first international rural series back in 1984.
Barney Rock.
You have to take his first answer, which was Dean Rock.
Ronan has two, Darren has nil, and Barney Rock has one. Round four, the fun-free magic number round. Contestants will get 3 points for getting the number exactly right. If nobody manages that, the nearest contestant who doesn't go bust will get 2 points. The second closest will get 1 point. Again, I'm going to state we can only accept the answer that's written on your paper. I'm also going to have to ask for your pens once the music ends. If you don't mind, give us the following number. The number of Irish winners at Cheltenham 2019. I almost gave away the answer there by saying the wrong year. Plus, the number of British winners at Cheltenham 2019. Plus, the number of consecutive NBA championship titles Golden State Warriors have won at this point. And the number of times Padraig Harrington, Paddy, has won a major. Your 30 seconds expires when Frank Sinatra sings Bright Shiny Beads.
How was the Warriors won?
How many consecutive NBA championship titles are they on at the minute?
Bubbles, bangles, hear how they're changing the lingo.
Bubbles, bangles, bright, shiny beads. All right. For they are not made whole that reached the age of Christ. 33 is the correct answer. What have you got?
Bollocks.
37.
Bust.
I went 18.
Not bust.
I am bust Mac Busterson's. Help 39.
Hey, so 2 points for Ronan for his crappy answer of 18.
Yeah, but I was close.
Yeah, but you go bust.
Yeah, but if you have to award the points somehow.
Well, no, you don't.
The fun-free magic number round. Contestants get 3 points for getting the number correct. If nobody manages that, the nearest contestant who doesn't go bust gets 2 points.
Bust being the key in this, I mean...
Well, I still got closer than you did. What was the answer
odds,
again?
Darren, no odds.
Oh, you're the best loser. Well done.
What was the answer then?
There's a little special prize.
What was the answer?
It's this used sheet of paper. Congratulations, Darren. Well done.
You never told us the answer.
The answer, the number of Irish winners at Cheltenham 2019.
18.
Blank faces 18. All around.
I guess 12.
14 is the correct answer. The number of British winners at Cheltenham. Big story of the week, the Presby Cup.
16.
Shared, 14 apiece. Ryder Cup, all that. I love the way you all pay attention to our Friday night racing. You
that's four.
Clowns. Plus the number of consecutive NBA championship titles. Golden State Warriors, one.
Two.
Two is correct.
And three.
And three, yeah. So what did you have? 12, three, three, you skipped one.
I actually missed the British part. I thought you were repeating the first one.
He should be dubbed.
No, that's bull.
By default.
He should be dubbed.
Well, I don't know what you would have answered, but it wouldn't have been a whole heap more than 12.
I would have guessed probably 12 again.
There you go. Still wouldn't have been bust.
Don't try to mansplain him out of this chair. What was the answer?
33.
If only I knew my Presbury Cup.
I mean, my answer is closer than Ronan's. So this whole bust thing makes absolutely no sense.
I would have graduated.
Surely it's closest to the correct answer.
No, because I would have said class is the correct answer.
But that makes absolutely no sense.
I mean, welcome to the 5-year tradition that we have on the Friday quiz of not going bust. We ripped
right
it off again. In 21, when you're in there in the casino.
There's 12 between him and the right answer. There's 3 between me and the right answer.
Oh, you're mad.
And he gets
15. There's 15 between him and the right answer.
Doesn't matter.
It's beginner's luck, Darren. It's beginner's
luck. It actually is beginner's luck. This is ridiculous.
Okay, so Ronan's on 4. Adrian's on 1 and Darren's on 0.
Whatever.
On to the final. Our winner tonight's going to be separated, decided in the round that separates the men from the boys. The Adrian Childs is from the Adrian Barrys. It's the no theme in particular, ridiculously easy rapid
who's
fire
who
round.
Who's who in that debate? That's
the score you get in this round is going to be out at your score in the previous round. Well, he
a successful broadcaster and...
He can hold his drink was actually what I was thinking.
All right, okay.
He doesn't work from home after he's had 2 pints.
One is an annoying, pompous broadcaster. The other is...
Hey! What are you leaving again, Darren?
There will be 40 seconds for everybody to answer from the same set of questions. We're going to start with the person that... Oh, well, that was brilliant.
Come on, get
that's
on
with next
it.
Week's... Your time starts with right. One is an annoying, pompous broadcaster. If you get a question correct, I will ask you another question and keep asking you questions until you get one wrong. Once you get a question wrong, I will move on to the next person. Your incorrect answer also means the deduction of 1 point. I'm going to start with the person who is...
Rolling me down.
...highest number of points. Right. Your time starts with an O and she, and you never quite know what you've got until it's in your mouth.
You never quite know what you got until it's in your mouth.
Who scored Wales' only try against Ireland last weekend?
Oh, pass.
Lionel Messi was applauded by opposition fans from which club this week after he scored a hat-trick?
Atletico.
Betis. Who did Northern Ireland beat yesterday, Darren?
They beat Estonia.
Which former US president scored a hole-in-one this week?
Barack Obama.
George W. Bush. How many All-Ireland club titles have Ballyhale won, Ronan?
Three.
Seven. Who captained Ballyhale to the latest win, Adrian?
Richie Power.
Michael Fenley, in what year did Declan Rice post his Up the Ra message on social media?
2015.
Correct. Which US gymnast has announced he will retire after Tokyo 2020?
Simone Biles.
Jack Byrne plays what League of Ireland club?
Shamrock Rovers.
When was the last time Dublin didn't play in a league final?
2015.
2012. Tied at two apiece, the shittest quiz of all time!
Have I won?
No, it's tied.
I've almost won.
It's tied at two apiece, Jared. What part of that do you
have
not
understand? Have I won? It's a two-all draw.
What quizzes do you watch, generally, that are...
Oh, my God. Wow, this is amazing. Okay, let's just go back. Who scored Wales' only try? Hadley Parks. Real Betis applauded Leo Messi. Estonia, we got that correct. George W. Bush, in his 70s, got his first hole-in-one. 7 All-Ireland club titles with Ballyhale. Michael Fenley captained Ballyhale to their latest win.
I'm just shooting whatever came into my head.
You were. 2015, Declan Rice, Up the Ra. Simone Biles, Tokyo 2020, Shamrock Rovers. And 2012 was the correct answer.
So I got four right there.
Yeah, but you get deducted points every time you get them wrong.
I'm familiar with this quiz, Darren, because it does appear as if, despite not being the debutante,
this is my best chance of winning, and it's just gone to pot.
The stuff that I've just said, you know, that seems to be the hardest stuff to...
Can we just call it a draw?
No!
Be a joint winner.
Absolutely not. We have a tiebreaker. If it is Darren versus Ronan, Ronan gets to decide if he goes first or second. It is a how many Irish caps tiebreaker. Do you want to go first or second?
I go first.
How many? You also don't pay attention to this quiz very much. How many Ireland caps does Ian Henderson have?
I think we've had this exact tiebreaker. Does the tiebreaker just roll over from one quiz to another?
Don't worry, clearly nobody pays any attention to it.
I'm going to say 32.
31.
40 is the correct answer. Robin wins by default.
Oh my God.
It's close enough. It's close.
Dad, you were only three away by your maths.
Yeah, well. You all know my maths are flawed.
You always go second in that. That gives you the advantage. Knowledge is power.
I was then a mini Arab against Darren.
You always take the ball first, Jerry.
You're really taking this arrogant broadcaster thing to heart, aren't you?
No, he was just like that. You didn't even hear that, Darren. He didn't even hear it. It was like a dog whistle to him. Right, that is your crappy quiz this week. You can get the full thing on YouTube, youtube.com/offtheball. Hit the subscribe button, and anytime we go live, we'll hit you up with a little notification to go, the lads on Off the Ball are live, giving me some top quality free content. I'm going to hit OK for that. Up next, we're going to bring you the shot clock with Kieran Donaghy.